It remains unknown which of the 12 participating countries hammering out the Trans-Pacific Partnership leaked the negotiating positions and sticking points of the US, Australia, New Zealand, Japan, Mexico, Canada, Malaysia, Chile, Singapore, Peru, Vietnam, and Brunei. The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative told the Huffington Post that they cannot confirm the claims made in the document, which show the government aggressively pushing reluctant countries on a number of issues. They said some elements in the documents are outdated and said others are totally inaccurate, but refused to elaborate. Lori Wallach with the public advocacy group Global Trade Watch told reporters at an event Monday morning in D.C. that she's encouraged by the documents, which show the countries are far from agreeing on measures she says would undermine all of our futures.
Sadly, the United States is pushing a really outrageous big pharmaceutical company agenda of patent extensions, data exclusivity, attacks on national health cares, medicine pricing boards, that would really not only deny people in the other countries access to affordable medicines, but also would undermine some of the improvements we've seen in our country recently on trying to get medicine prices down.
But according to the leaked documents, the only ally the U.S. has in that particular push is Japan. Japan is also the sole backer of U.S. efforts to expand what are called investor-state privileges. These measures, which were included in NAFTA and other past trade agreements, allow corporations to sue countries for millions of dollars if a domestic law cuts into their profits.
It's crazy. It wouldn't go to U.S. court. It would go to a tribunal of three private attorneys meeting under UN and World Bank rules, who could then be empowered to raid our treasury.
Other remaining issues of contention include online privacy rules, which all countries except the U.S. have agreed to, several provisions related to protecting biodiversity and curbing climate change, and multiple labor rights standards. But even if the negotiators can resolve their differences on these and other issues, the deal could run into trouble if Congress refuses to grant the president trade promotion authority, otherwise known as fast track. Under that system, Congress gives the executive branch the sole authority to choose trade partners, negotiate, and sign an agreement before lawmakers even get to see the text of the deal. When it does come to Capitol Hill for a vote, Congress is barred from making any amendments or staging a filibuster. Thomas Buffenbarger, president of the Machinists Union, told reporters Monday that this system, used by Presidents Bill Clinton and George W. Bush for several major trade deals, has helped push through many anti-labor policies.
We are painfully aware how fast-track authority in the past has been a precursor to trade agreements with Mexico, Colombia, and South Korea that have wreaked havoc on U.S. Mexican and Colombian workers.
A growing coalition of Congress members, bringing together libertarian-leaning Republicans with progressive Democrats, are also opposed to handing over this power. Nearly half of the 435 members of the House of Representatives have signed letters or voiced their opposition to Fast Track. One letter from mid-November says, quote, "The United States cannot afford another trade agreement that replicates the mistakes of the past. We can and must do better." The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative continues to lobby heavily for fast-track authority, saying that allowing Congress to make changes to the treaty and having to get those changes approved by the 11 other countries would slow down and possibly derail the whole process. With just a few days left before Congress leaves Washington for the holidays, and with a contentious midterm election season looming in 2014, Wallach and other experts say the likelihood of a Republican-controlled House giving a Democratic president fast-track trade authority is slim. In Washington, I'm Alice Olstein.